You're listening to the Mid-Willamette Valley's community radio station, KMUZ Turner. We're on the air at 88.5 FM in the Willamette Valley and streaming around the world at KMUZ.org and available with the free TuneIn radio app on your smartphone or tablet.
It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Because 2 times 3 is
6.
And 3 times 6 is
18.
And the 18th letter in the alphabet is
R.
Yeah. We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Welcome to Waste Matters on the Air, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Beth Myers-Shanai, a waste reduction coordinator with Marion County Environmental Services, and been on a few weeks now, and I'd really love to hear from anyone who's been listening about how the show is for them. Are you hearing things that are interesting? Do you have any other questions, things you'd like to see addressed on future shows? You can connect with us at Environmental Services, all one word, at co.marion.or.us. We're also on Facebook and YouTube at Marion County Environmental Services. And if you like our Facebook page, you'll just be helping to spread the word about waste reduction and how it improves our community and our environment. Today, my guest is Alan Pennington. He's a colleague of mine at Marion County Environmental Services, and he runs our Earthwise Business Certification Program. So stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we're going to pull him in, although he can jump in anytime if he wants to talk during our current events portion, too, because I think he knows a little bit about what we're going to chat about today. To start with, I just want to remind you that in a couple of days, we have a medication collection event coming. This is a nationwide effort each spring to bring some awareness to the dangers of keeping around old medication, whether it's over-the-counter or prescription medication. And we've got at least 2 jurisdictions in Marion County participating. I know the Hubbard Police Department and the Turner Fire Station will both be participating this Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's likely that there will be more areas of Marion County that will participate as well. So just do a search for the National Take Back Initiative and you can put in a radius of what areas around where you live are doing collection events and find out if more come online before Saturday. I am pre-recording this show today, so I don't have as much information as might be available by the time the show airs. So in other news, as I was looking at my email this morning, I got a very interesting newsletter from iFixit.com, who kind of leads the way in trying to provide information about repairing all sorts of things, mostly electronics. And they kind of fooled us last week, didn't they, Alan?
They did. I fell for one of their April Fool's pranks.
Yes, they pranked us that they had merged with a very large electronics manufacturing corporation and that a large sum of money was involved.
And they had sold their soul to the devil.
Yes, but it wasn't true. So they followed that up with a notice today of a new phone that's coming onto the market. And it's actually a project that started as a social justice project looking into the supply chains of materials that are used in all these things that we use all the time and how people are treated in the processing and mining, and if there is war and conflict and indentured servitude involved in those kinds of things. And so as a result of that research, they decided it was time to do an experiment and try to make a piece of electronics that people use a lot in a way that's fair, equitable, replaceable, repairable, recyclable. And this is going to be called the Fairphone. And I think there's already a bunch of them out there, but right now...
Yes, there's the first iteration of them have already come out.
Yeah. And so that's a really cool thing to keep your eye on. And you can just find them at fairphone.com if you want more information about the phone itself. They're going to start taking orders for the second batch in May. And you can put your name on a list right now that will get you notified right when they're starting to take the orders. But this is going to be the first phone that ships with its own set of repair guides as a pre-installed app. So iFixit will supply an app that will be on the phone that will teach you how to repair the phone or be able to help you hand it to someone who does repair who will have all the information right there on the phone. And at least two of the key minerals used in making it are sourced from traceable conflict-free certified mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They've published a cost breakdown for the phone, so there won't be any buy it now at this deal price today. This whole price will be mapped out as to why it costs what it costs, and it's not going to be an inexpensive phone because you're going to find out that it costs a little bit to pay everybody fairly who's involved and buy materials in that are mined in safe ways and to provide the services to make sure that all the parts are replaceable. And those replacement parts will be available on the website for the phone company, on the Fairphone company's website, and you'll be able to buy them through the iFixit website. And they're also working with to develop safe e-cycling model structures in all the different places that they're trying to sell it. So this is an interesting concept.
Yes, it is. I think. First of its kind.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see how many. I think it mentioned that there are about 42,000 of them out there right now, or maybe that's the total that are out there plus people who are interested in buying it. Did you catch that?
I'm not sure.
A pretty good number of them.
Yes.
So I think that this is going to be just probably first in a number of, if all goes well with this model and the idea of making things in ways that you know will be lasting and lasting and that people are being treated fairly in the process, that we could see more and more electronics. But since phones are pretty ubiquitous, it was the place they decided to start. They didn't really start as a phone company, but as a social justice company. So with that, now we can move on to actually interviewing Alan Pennington about the Earthwise program at Marion County. And Alan, do you want to start by giving us a brief overview of this program and kind of what its goals are, why the county decided to start a program
like
this?
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to say I'm happy to be here. Most of you probably know that Marion County has been a leader in waste reduction for many, many years and has led the state many times with the best recycling rate in the entire state of Oregon. And what most of that waste reduction has been on the backs of programs that were aimed at folks who live in houses or multifamily units or whatever, but basically with a residential crowd. What we didn't really have a program in was to deal with businesses. And so one of the things that the county decided to do is come up with a program that will help businesses reduce their waste, because basically half of all the stuff that gets thrown away comes from some business that's operating in the county. So what was decided on was to create the Earthwise program. And so Earthwise is just about to turn 7 here in just a couple of days, and it will be 7 years old, and it's been operating with the idea that how can we find a way that businesses can successfully reduce waste and possibly even save money? So the whole idea or base around this is how can we make businesses more sustainable? Sustainable businesses won't create as much waste. They won't use as much energy. They won't use as much water. They will use less toxic products. They will buy recycled content materials. And so with that in mind, that's how the program was designed, to find ways to meet with businesses, help them assess what they're doing, what they might change, should they like to do that in those different areas. And we offer a certification program so that they can, if they meet a certain criteria, they could get Earthwise certified. And there's a lot of benefits to that.
Yeah, and I might add that I think we've talked a few shows back about what our average per ton per person rate per year is in the county, and it's over half a ton per person that we generate on average. And that rate includes what those businesses are doing. So there's a part, it's a per person rate, but it's not a per household rate. But we all do business with businesses. And so who we do business with makes a difference in that overall rate per person.
Yes.
And am I confusing the issue?
No, we won't say that, but maybe we should go on.
But it makes it important to pay attention to who you're doing business with, because yes, that's how we're all going to reduce that overall rate. No matter what you individually do as a household, we still have businesses out there generating half of the waste. So who you do business with also makes a difference. So what are the benefits to businesses to become certified? I think we talked a little bit about some cost savings. Are there any other?
Well, you know, for any business, all businesses don't, nobody wants to waste money. I mean, that's just whether we're talking about a business or an individual. And one of the ways that they waste money is by using either electricity, some natural resource foolishly. And so if you do that, then you're going to have waste that you then have to, you've already bought something, and then you're going to have to pay to have it disposed of. So if you can cut the stream so that you don't have, you don't buy things that you don't really need, and then you don't have to pay for them to be disposed of. So the great benefit there is if businesses can, if they go through our program, we might be able to find ways to help them either reduce their waste stream in the sense of just actual garbage. There's a cost savings there. And then there's also a cost savings should they want to, you know, find ways to reduce their energy use or their water consumption. Every business is different. They have different unique challenges to what they have, how they operate. Mm-hmm. And so we try to help them find, to go back and assess and review what they're doing, kind of find out what their practices are. You would think they would know that, but sometimes it's kind of good to go back and re-examine one's soul, so to speak, so that you can discover what it is that you're actually, what you're really all about. And a lot of people are surprised when they find out. And so besides saving money, which is a great opportunity, a lot of people like the idea, the concept of just being more gentle with the earth, not wasting resources. A lot of times that either the owners or the staff of a company or organization will, you know, that's just what they want. Sometimes their customers demand it, and so that helps them if they can get certified to show that they do, they are a caring company, that they want to take these efforts. And lastly, I think that we also offer some public recognition to those companies mm-hmm. that do get certified. We have newspaper ads, we have radio, TV spots, we have newsletters. There's just all sorts of ways we get that word out about folks that are in the Earthwise program.
And how about connecting the businesses with each other, or is there kind of a unified feeling among businesses who get certified, or is there?
I think there is, because they get to they get to know the ones that are a little more active, the ones that are really thinking about being a sustainable business. They know who those other ones are mm-hmm. out there, and generally they're the ones that are most encouraging that their rival down the block also does the same thing, because they really want. Most of the time, they want to not be the only one that's doing it. They want others to also embrace this goal of sustainability.
Yeah. So can any business participate? What's the criteria for being able to participate?
Any business. And when I say business, I'm talking about private enterprise, or it could be a nonprofit organization. It could be a government unit, as long as they have a brick-and-mortar structure. So mm-hmm. we don't really... We're just not geared up to do like mom and pop operations that are operating out of a house.
And so, in Marion County, I presume.
Yes.
The boundaries.
Absolutely, Marion County.
Which can get kind of sticky sometimes, because Marion County, Salem, which is mostly in Marion County, extends beyond the county lines.
Yes, I've heard much wailing and lamentations from those over on the wrong side of the river, wishing that they could get Earthwise certified.
So can you walk us through the process of what would happen to certify a business?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy few steps. First thing they would do is contact us and let us know that they're interested, and then we would send them an assessment form. And we used to actually go out to the businesses and do the assessment with them, and we found out that that was generally an enormous waste of time, because the people that you need to be in the room may be a whole bunch of people, because you need mm-hmm. facilities people, you need the folks that are are doing your purchasing for you. You need input from just the rank and file. And so we discovered it's better to do a self-assessment. So what that is, it's a checklist of about a zillion questions, and people can just, you get it and you fill it out at your own pace. And it covers all those different areas we were talking about what you're buying, what you're throwing away, what you're recycling, what you've got plugged in, what you don't have plugged in, how much your water is being used, that those kind of things. So you just go through it. And once you get done with that, it's really much just checking boxes and filling in a few blanks. You email it back, and then we go through it, and then we call you up or email you and set up a time that would be mutually agreeable for us all to cut together and meet. We'll go over that assessment and then do a walkthrough of their site. Some of these can be very quick if it's just a small, you know, paper-pushing business that's just got a few employees. We spent a couple of days at the Oregon State Penitentiary because it's just so enormous. So it really depends on the site and what we're looking for. Then after we do that assessment, we send you back a write-up of our observations. These are not judgments. They're just simply what we see and what we think you might want to consider. And when we come across something that we are not, that's beyond our skills, beyond our knowledge, then we find some experts to help you out. So we try to be the one-stop shopping, more or less, if possible. Mm-hmm. And so then we send back these recommendations, and should somebody wish to, then they could, after they've done that assessment, they want to become Earthwise certified. They say, hey, we want to get Earthwise certified. I send them an Earthwise application. They fill that up, and there's a bunch of checklists on there. Some of the things are required. Some of them are optional. But if you meet those requirements, we come back out one last time, do a double check, and poof, you get to get the cool Earthwise plaque and get your picture in the paper and all sorts of goodies.
All right. So how long does this certification last? Once they get it, are they done?
No, there is a recertification period. Initially, your certification is good for 2 years. After that, it's good for 3 years. And so we just do a recertification after that. It's not another assessment. It's just we just come out and verify, because sometimes processes change. People move on, and things either get better or they don't. So we want to know.
So do they have to do anything to recertify beyond just refilling out the application?
Well, there's usually recertification is a little bit more stringent. There's there's a couple other things that we've added to it. We're hoping that people are moving towards doing even more once they get Earthwise certified.
So it's kind of a reach a little bit more each step, rather than just verifying they're doing everything they did initially.
If you can jump 4 feet, maybe the next time you jump, you're going to jump 4 feet 5.
Marion Polk Food Share Community Gardens says, would you like to rent a garden plot this season? There are some available. Please go to www.marionpolkfoodshare.org for the up-to-date list of community garden locations and availability. So, how many businesses are certified now?
We have exactly 147.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's over great. Since the last 7 years.
So, are there some bigger challenges than others in businesses getting certified or staying certified? What do you see, or what do the businesses find to be the speed bumps or the things to kind of maybe watch out for if you're thinking about this?
Yeah, well, we try to help them over that, but generally, it's funny. There's a lot of businesses will be doing a lot of great things. I mean, there's some organizations out there that are they're just kind of whizzing through everything and check. But there's usually a couple of little bitty things that will get them. One of the things that we require, for example, is that we want people to use green cleaners. Now, what does that mean? We a green cleaner is a product that you clean windows with, you know, spray on your counters, mop your floor with, those kind of things. True green cleaners, I don't want to say that too fast, are the lowest toxicity they can possibly be, because we just because we're used to using a product like Windex doesn't necessarily mean it's the safest thing to be using. Mm-hmm. And if you've got janitorial staff that are being exposed to that 8 hours a day, that's not necessarily a great idea. because of the toxins that are in the products, the manufacturing process. So there's a lot of products out there that have been third-party certified, such as Green Seal or Ecologo or Design for the Environment through the EPA that we want them to use. Mm-hmm. So they need to buy one of these products, or at least one. And the other stumbling block can be recycled content paper. Mm-hmm. Because of everybody loves to recycle. Generally, everybody loves to recycle. It's kind of like a gateway drug to environmentalism. But the problem is that a lot of times recycled content paper surprisingly can be more expensive than non-recycled content. So, but if we don't buy that stuff back, then the whole loop of the recycling process for paper falls apart. So we require that people buy at least 30% content. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be an issue because they say it's going to cost us $1 zillion. Right. But we've got some great stories out there of businesses that, for example, like the Safe Corporation. It's mm-hmm. one of the largest insurance companies, probably the largest one in this Marion County. And they embraced that. They continue buying their 30%, but they offset that cost is that they just started using less paper. Mm-hmm. And in 1 year they switched to just using electronic storage as opposed to paper storage, and decreased their paper consumption by 5 million sheets in 1 year. So I mean.
So then the cost of 30% recycled became
was
more
a
of a non
yeah.
issue. Yeah,
exactly.
So before we, as we kind of wrap up here, do you have any other success stories out there that you want to kind of give people an idea of what companies and businesses and organizations are doing right now?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many success stories. It's wonderful. And I have to rein myself in here. But I want to toss out a couple. One is I'll give you both a for-profit and a non-profit. The one that's very interesting, I'd already mentioned the Oregon State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. These guys, I mean, it's hard to think of a green institution, but what they did, because they were up against the wall, they've got more prisoners than they can handle, and they're cutting staff right and left because of their funding has been cut over the last few years. So they have embraced waste reduction in a very serious way. They've got out there on that State Street site that's over 100 years old and was built not to current green standards for sure, or a lot of standards for sure, over 125 years ago. They needed to find ways to reduce their garbage bill. So they started a comprehensive recycling program. And in 1 year, they just, for example, got very serious about having inmates go through and pull out metal that they were going to be throwing away. Because they wanted to get rid of their garbage service. So they saved about $16,000 a year, or actually they earned $16,000 a year on their just metal recovery alone at that site. All those prison blues that they wear, a lot of their denim, when those prisoners leave or they wear them out, they've had to pay to get rid of them. So they found a way to resource that to a place that will actually take those denim products and turn them into rags. They also were going through and pulling out plastic that they had been throwing away. They now found a home to recycle that, saving them again about $8,000 a year just in their garbage fees alone. And you know they've got gardens out there. They're feeding their prisoners. Besides, not only that, but they're also donating to the food bank. So it's just a great success story. And in fact, I would hope that sometime you get some of the folks out there that are, because after the Oregon State Penitentiary got Earthwise certified, every penitentiary in the county has jumped on board. And that's a whole nother day to talk about.
Yeah.
It. And I hope, Beth, that you get those guys out here, because
yeah, that'd be a great
green
show.
Prisons are a very interesting topic.
So really quick, is there any cost to having the help from Marion County or getting certified?
It is a freebie, totally free.
That's sweet. So who should they contact if they're interested in learning more or getting going?
Are you saying who you're going to call?
Okay,
so
yep,
you're going to call Alan at 503-365-3188, or you can send me an email at just address it to earthwise.co.marion.or.us, and that's a horrible email address. Or you can go to our website at mcearthwise.net.
There you go.
mcearthwise.net, and there's there's information there on how to get in contact.
Anything else you want to add?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say don't wait till you're ready to get Earthwise certified. Or, you know, there's no judgments passed. We can help you right where you are. And the worse you're doing, the better it is, because you'll find more ways to save both resources and money.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, thanks. We've already run out of time. Dang it. I had some good stories for you, but maybe another day.
Another day. I really appreciate you coming down to the studio.
Oh, it's been fun.
And telling everybody about this program.
And I even got dressed up to be here.
So, everyone, I'd like you to join me again here at KMUZ 88.5 FM on Thursday, May 8th, for our next episode of Waste Matters on the Air. Good afternoon.